What's up, guys? Welcome to the first episode of Two Guys with Raging Goals. I'm Mikey, and this is Adam, and we just wanted to start the podcast by letting you know this is going to be a train wreck for a little bit, you guys. Just setting up the microphones and the lights took us, few hours.
Two and a half.
I was rounding. So anyways, you guys, it's gonna be a little bit of a struggle bus for a little bit, and probably for the next year or so as we continue to do this, because if you know us, it's gonna just be that way. But you get to come along and see how the sausage is made, and that's the important part.
Yeah, it's ugly.
So we're gonna open up a podcast here, you guys. Like Adam's already said in another video, we're going to be doing this, probably posting about every week, just a conversation between Adam and myself, for you guys' listening and viewing pleasure. Hopefully you guys find something fun and value added in this, and you get to share it with your friends and family. And even if you don't find anything value added, share it anyways, because at some point in time we need this to actually make money, so help us out. All right, so we're gonna, like I said, start it off. It'll be conversational. We'll both have topics. So my topic is actually going to be kind of an origin story about Adam and I. So if you ever read Spider-Man or Batman or any of the other characters that are up on these walls right now, they all have great, interesting origin stories. None probably as great as Adam and mine, though. So stay tuned. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay. You can't set them up like that. It's not going to be that great.
It's amazing, and there's epic lines in it. But first, I have a rant that I just have to go on, and it's about fucking Tim Hortons.
Okay.
Second, this is not going to be a censored podcast. We've talked about that. Turns out I can't talk without swearing a lot. And if you know me, you already know that, so it's not a surprise.
Yeah,
so
set the groundwork.
Yeah, I've already laid the foundation of this terrible, terrible thing. So we're just starting from the bottom like Drake, and eventually gonna probably stay at the bottom.
Yeah, so, moderately
good.
To the bottom.
All right, so Tim Hortons, and we should have discussed this before we started, because I might be setting you up to look like a damn idiot.
Oh, perfect.
But what's new in life?
Yeah.
So
the usual.
I go to Tim Hortons to get donuts for my team, and we'll get into that eventually. But we should start putting things up.
Like, put it up.
Yeah, put it up. That's a reminder for. Talk about that later. So anyways, I go to Tim Hortons. It's early in the morning. I've worked overnight. Go to there. Gonna get some donuts for my team. I've got roughly 25 people to feed donuts for, and you know there's gonna be a couple people who are like, yeah, maybe I'll get an extra donut and no one will ever know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I decide, after I've ordered, tell the lady I'll do 24 donuts. I start doing the math, and I'm like, I don't know, 26 donuts, it's probably not enough, because you're going to have one or two people who take extras. So
yes.
I'm saying this out loud, because I talk out loud all the time, even when I'm by myself. So she hears me and says, very, very shittily, it's 24 donuts. And I look at her and go, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were doing a baker's dozen. Because I'm buying fucking baked goods.
Right.
That's all I was thinking. So she says no. It's 12 per box. Like, I can't do fucking math. Which we know I can't.
Yeah.
But
not
I can
well.
I can
well.
But donut math I'm pretty good at. Former fat kid. So
yes.
I look at her and we're staring across like that sneeze guard thing from each other. And she's just staring at me like I'm crazy. Like I've made up a baker's dozen. Like that's not a real thing. And she's not selling baked goods. Like I'm buying fucking eggs in here and I can't count a carton of eggs. So we're just staring at each other in silence. And I was like, I understand that there are 12 in the box. I get that. I need you to understand that I was thinking 13 because of a baker's dozen.
Which would actually be 26.
That's what I said, 26, which would be one extra, but then, you know,
yeah.
it's the float team, they take a lot of donuts, so.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so how do you sell the donuts? Which I get is kind of a weird question when we're already having this weird eye contact thing.
Yeah.
But she goes, what do you mean? And I was like, Well, okay, so do you sell them like, hey, we will do 6 for this many, 12 for this many, or 3, or like, what's the increments that I can buy donuts in? Obviously, I can buy 1 if I want, but I assume there's like a discount for buying this many. And she was like, you can buy half dozen or a dozen. And I was like, is half dozen 6?
Oh, shit.
She didn't like that.
6.5. Baker's dozen.
So the end of the story, anyways, sorry to go on the rant, but I end up buying 3 dozen donuts, pay for them, not a big deal. But fuck you, Tim Hortons. You're selling baked goods. Don't act like you don't know what a goddamn baker's dozen is.
Fair enough.
Also, you're Canadian. You're supposed to be nice.
You're supposed to be nice people.
Supposed to be very nice.
You give healthcare to all your people.
Yeah, exactly. What the mother...
Can't spare a donut.
Nobody... No extra donuts for us. So, and the real problem is, what the fuck is a baker's dozen? Like, why does a baker get an extra fucking whatever?
No, okay, so the idea is the baker knows that there are going to be imperfections in their baked goods, so they give you an extra in case one of them is faulty.
You just make that up?
Maybe.
That feels like something you just made up on the fly.
But it was good. It was a good...
Did you know Yoshi was originally in Super Mario 3?
You're a fucking liar. You were a liar that night when you made that up, and you're a liar today.
Well, there was bourbon involved then, too. So.
I don't know if it was bourbon. We were drinking a lot more cheap then.
That's so. True. So. It wasn't as high class then. Oh. Now we've got this nice setup and tripod that...
A tripod.
That we get to stare at.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, let's do... You ready to do the origin story?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
So, this goes back... Geez, how long have we been friends now? A long time? Six years?
It's about 6 years, yeah.
That feels like a made-up number. Yeah, all right. We'll go with 6 years.
Well, because I've been working at Target for about 5, right?
Really? All right.
Yeah, I think this will be my 5th holiday season, I believe. So we met probably a year before that, because it was about 6 months in when I made the move.
Okay, yeah. So let's start there. So Adam was working as, I don't know, he was like moving pop around in a back room at Kroger, knocking down lights and stuff.
Yeah. I was a train wreck.
Yeah, he was a train wreck of a soul. Pushing carts around in a parking lot.
Yeah, so I was a bagger.
And enjoying his life a lot at Kroger. Yeah. So I, and for those of you guys who don't know, I'm sure this is only reaching the Midwest right now. Kroger's a grocery store, pretty big chain. Don't know if they're out west, though, because Montana.
They have, Albertsons. I believe they're in 47 of the continental.
Do you think they're not in Vermont? Target's not in Vermont.
Really?
Yeah. They don't like box chain anything.
Is Vermont known for mountains? Do they have mountains there?
I don't know. Sarah, does Vermont have mountains?
They have mountains.
Sarah Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, with the help. with the assist.
Could you Google that? Could you Google the mountains?
We need an assistant.
Sarah, when you're editing this video, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you.
All right, so, by the way, you guys, this is kind of the point of the conversational podcast. Conversations between Adam and I tend to get crazy, and we have to pin things up to remind ourselves that, hey, remember we were talking about that? We should finish that story before we go into this next rant or
and
craziness.
Hopefully that can kind of help you guys out. But there's no guarantee that we're going to remember that we put something
up. Yeah. If I put something up, you guys should remind us in the comments that, hey, what was that thing that you put up that you never got back to? anyways. Yeah. So Adam's trolling life at Kroger, and I don't know if you remember, but when you were dating someone and I was dating somebody, and that's how we met, found out he's working at Kroger, and saw a lot of ambition in the boy, if you will.
No, don't let him lie to you. We hated each other when we first met each other.
Well, yeah, but that's not fair. We didn't like each other because one person in particular had kind of pointed out things about each other that weren't necessarily true.
Yeah.
And so we bonded on a trip actually to Chicago.
Yes.
Over some Luminati's pizza. Shout out to Luminati's.
Yes.
For making
Luminati's
great
pizza. If you ever go to Chicago,
eat Luminati's, get garlic as a topping. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Yes. Good call with the garlic.
Yeah.
So we bond over this Chicago trip, really bonding over the fact that we hated the people we were with. And it was just, it
if
was
you're a, watching?
Yeah, sorry. And if you guys are watching, I'm really sorry. But it was, that was just not a fun trip for Adam or myself until we were able to interact. And then great things happened. The rules to cutting a lean-to were made. Yes. Because we had this great idea that we would go back to Luminati's, set up a lean-to at like 4 a.m. And that way when the doors opened, we would be the first ones in to get more pizza because we had to leave early in the morning. So,
yeah.
And we figured as long as we had a lean-to up, no one was going to cut that. You got to respect that rule.
Gotta respect the lean-to.
Jay-Z was bringing back Democracy, as I recall.
Absolutely. That was the Halloween after, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause I brought back the turtleneck.
Yes. Oh God damn. So, anyways, I talked with Adam about leaving Kroger, and I believe what I had said to you was, do you want to stay at Kroger doing stupid shit, or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Yeah,
and that's an exact quote.
I think that's a revision of actual history. I reached out to him, and he was like, sure, why not? But he's a shit leader anyway. He doesn't know.
Well, there you go. It's shit memory. Necessarily maybe the leadership
he's
part.
He's bad at math and remembering things.
And podcasting.
And yes, absolutely.
So Adam came and joined us at Target. We both work at Target, by the way, in case that hasn't been said numerous times now. Both really enjoy our jobs. Shout out to Brian. CEO.
Yes. Thanks, man.
So Adam came and joined us at Target. We worked at the same store for, I don't know, what, year and a half, something like that? Maybe 2 years?
I think it might have been three.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was
three. Oh, again, math. Fuzzy.
Math. Yeah, it's a math thing. I believe we had three holiday seasons together.
Is it three?
My first and then the two.
The first one, the really good one, and then the train wreck.
Yep.
Yes.
There we go.
Yep. There we go. There we go.
Those are the three.
Yep. That's how I remember them.
Yeah.
vividly.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so Adam and I obviously got to know each other pretty well while working at Target together, became pretty close, and then we actually ended up being roommates for a little bit there, and spent a lot of time with video games. So
yeah. Video games and Jameson.
Yeah, drinking lots of Jameson.
Yeah.
What were you playing in your room all the time?
Chrono Trigger. Oh dear, which, dear Jesus,
I up here, Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Man, that's a great game.
We gotta talk about that.
Yeah, yes, that's gotta absolutely. Be another topic at some point.
Absolutely.
But anyways, I digress. Yeah. Spent lots of time bonding over video games, drinking, just general merriment, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And really laid a good foundation, I think, for a pretty solid friendship that we have now.
Yeah.
And still, we both work in the same place, or same company still, obviously, with Target. I'm based in Ohio, though, and Adam is here in Indiana. So don't get to see each other quite as much as we used to, especially when we were roommates and come home and just bring a cooler out to the patio and drink Sierra Nevada.
We should get paid
for product placement as we do this. You think we could do that on the first episode?
I doubt on the first episode, but Sierra Nevada is going to be looking us up.
Yeah, there you go. They'll be giving us a shout out.
twoguysraging@gmail.com.
There you go. Send us money.
Send all ad subscriptions that way. Thank you.
So yeah, I think being apart now, we still see each other about once a month, and most recently in our quest to conquer the universe here, we and our significant others went on a trip to Kentucky to do the Kentucky Bourbon Trail.
Yes. Yeah,
and shout out to Woodford.
And bourbon.
And Bullet. Yeah.
And these glasses and ice and this old fashioned.
There you go. So we did that, and while we were on the Bourbon Trail, it kind of occurred to me, we talked about doing podcasts multiple times in the last year or two.
Yeah.
And really, really enjoy the medium. I don't know about you, but I think we share a lot of the same podcasts, obviously. Podcast Unlocked. Love Podcast Unlocked. The Game Over Greggy show, obviously. The flagship show, if you will, for me.
Anything Kind of Funny, really.
Yeah. Shout out to Kind of Funny. really, the first time, I don't know if I think I did tell you this, how I found Greg Miller, who is the CEO of Kind of Funny, if you will, and used to be the president of Team Fat until Colin Moriarty took over.
Yes.
I found him by watching a video of somebody playing SimCity on IGN.
Yeah.
That turned out to be Greg Miller. And watching someone play SimCity is perfect for me because I enjoy the game just enough to watch it, not enough to buy it.
No.
So
I couldn't even play it. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
You know, like you gotta. It's worse than even like just playing regular Sims. You know, like. Yeah, I've got too much shit to do. You know, I've got to make sure that
the pressure of your sim world is crushing you.
I mean, like you got to deal with the fact that your Sims are hungry. They need to go to the bathroom. They got to bathe. Go to work. And then you got to make sure that they don't get trapped in a
fucking
room.
Never have a child. That's for damn sure, right here.
I swear to God, or an animal. I can't handle it. They're too fucking confused. They don't have that sense of reason.
I need you to be self-sufficient already.
Yeah. If I could have a kid that just came out of the womb knowing English. Walking and talking.
Would it know English or Spanish? Which would you teach it first?
Well, it would naturally know Spanish because of your Spanish heritage.
Yes.
But
that makes sense now.
Like I would want it to be able to quickly learn.
Gotcha. Know? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because I can still communicate with
them. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
You fucking piece of shit.
So geez, now we go way off topic, but anyways, we really love podcasting. That's how I found. See, this is the problem with the pins.
Put it up.
That's how I found Greg Miller. Ended up following him on Twitter, and they were doing the show Conversation with Colin, which is kind of a similar podcast to what we're doing, except for they had like talent and like they knew what they were doing. So it's the same but very different.
Yeah, it had something that we don't have, which is called. Production value.
There we go. So,
They knew lighting and microphones. So this probably sounds like shit, looks like shit, and you guys are still watching it. So.
Yeah, and if you're still watching at this point, God bless you.
God bless. Like Bob Ross ends every show. God bless.
Jesus. That was kind of my introduction to podcasts. Like, I hadn't really been into podcasts before that.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. So what I knew of podcasting was absolutely nothing. I mean, I had watched like tutorial podcasts and stuff because I was into photography, but the initial medium that I chose was I started watching YouTube.
Oh, okay.
When I was in late high school, early college.
Yeah.
And it became something that I never intended for it to be. I followed different channels and it became an addiction. So
addicted to YouTube.
Addicted to YouTube. Yes, true
life.
Absolutely.
The true life Hollywood story. Adam Rivas.
Yeah. I would watch hours and hours of. Video blogs. And so when you came up with the idea to create a podcast, I saw it as something that was a dual medium. I wanted to do audio, video, you know. It was something that I was definitely passionate about because I had tried. Please don't ever Google my name because my old video blogs will come up.
And oh, my.
They're more of a train wreck.
We're gonna find those and then we're gonna put them up on the website.
We'll annotate them into our videos.
It's gonna be great.
I was very passionate about that medium, so that's why I was into the suggestion.
Yeah, and I think you know, so like I said, we talked about it a lot, but never really executed anything. we were on the Bourbon Trail, and we were just talking about, you know, hard work. And for those of you guys who don't know, working retail, while it's not rocket science, it is a lot of hard work. And if you're a really great leader, you put in a lot of hours and you put in a lot of time and effort. And at some point, you get to a point where it's like, man, you're putting in all this effort into a company that, while great, and I love working at Target, it's not something that, at the end of the day, I'm going to see dividends in. Like, the odds of Brian Cornell promoting me to his, like, undersecretary or vice president the next region, or when we move into Mexico.
Okay. Don't make shit up now.
Target's gonna ban me from talking about them on the podcast.
They're gonna be like, they're gonna send us a cease and desist.
It's gonna be good.
twoguysraging@gmail.com.
any email is good email.
Yes, absolutely.
So anyways, it occurred to me that, like, you know, I think you're a pretty hard worker, like not as hard a worker as I am, but
no, I absolutely agree with that.
You're definitely the brains behind the operation.
Yeah.
So I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I don't see why we don't put that sort of energy into something that can be ours, something that we can say, like, this is ours, like, whether, like, this blows up and becomes a big thing or is just a passion project, which I assume is what it will stay. It's something that's ours, and it's something that we can always share and build on and just enjoy. And the other piece of that is we're both, I think, fairly creative people. So I went to school for art. You were doing photography.
Yeah.
Both have that kind of creative side, and this is a nice outlet for that, especially at the end of, say, we work, you know, 3 months without a vacation, and it's just a constant kind of grind. This is a nice outlet, you know, for us to do once a month or so that, like, allows us to just enjoy the conversation and time that we get with each other anyways, but kind of have a artistic outlet.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's going to give us the ability to have, like you said, an outlet. You know, I'm the kind of person, I'm constantly right here at level 10.
On the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I just need, sometimes I need something that's going to take me out of that world.
Yeah.
And just, you know, take me out of that world and let me use those creative juices for whatever. I know, like, right before we started this podcast, I wanted to, I was just so frustrated, and now that we're able to interact with a small community, even though it's small, it's something, and it takes me out of that real world perspective, and it allows me to create things.
I think every time we get a like on Twitter, or like just a comment or something, like, it just blows. Like, I get the push notification on my phone, and I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody liked what we did. Somebody liked what we said.
Yeah,
it's just it's very uplifting, and like it just makes for, I just think it's adding a lot of value to my life, just, and again, we're on episode one here, I think just, but not the Phantom Menace episode one, this is far better than that, and we'll get, eventually Star Wars will be a very long
topic. You're Darth Maul, because you're fucking disgusting.
Damn. I like to think of myself as an Obi-Wan-esque sort of person, you know, because, like, I'm a mentor to you, and because you're, like, a farm boy, and...
Okay.
Remember?
No, I'm... No,
farm camp, coming in episode two.
If you're Obi-Wan, I'm Anakin, and so I'm just a disgusting slave that answers to a fly mutant.
Was Watto the fly mutant?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think he's a Troidarian. Because mind tricks don't work on them.
I don't know what the fuck that means. So, yeah, probably. No, I'll agree with you.
Oh, okay.
I'll agree with you.
Yeah, no. I think that it's super exciting what we're embarking on here. And the other piece here, which we kind of prefaced a little bit before we started recording, because this is a bit of a yarn, but some people might appreciate this. I'm a man of many interests, I like to think. You know, most of them are based around gaming, YouTube, anything electronic, really, that I can interact with.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I also enjoy sports. In fact, my fantasy football feed should be blowing up any minute now. Games are about to kick off.
Uh-oh.
Winning right now, but we'll see.
Hashtag winning.
Hashtag winning. Thursday night was a good game for me. But anyways, and this was kind of my own personal reflection, but I thought about LeBron James. So I'm not a basketball fan. I'm a LeBron James fan. Hashtag King James. So I liked him when he was with the Cavs. Didn't care that he went to Miami. Still liked the dude. Now he's back with the Cavs. And I know you don't follow basketball really at all. So some of this will be a little bit lost on you. But I think the story is timeless.
Okay. All right.
So this last season, as you may or may not know, it was the Cavs were in the finals, and they lost two of their key players, leaving LeBron to kind of carry all of the workload on himself.
Yeah.
And so they pushed extremely hard. He worked more minutes than anybody else on either team, scored more points than anybody on any team. And at the end of the day, their team still lost. So they weren't able to win the season. When I was watching it all, I thought, oh, you know what, but he's going to get MVP. He's going to get the MVP of this offseason because of all the hard work he put in. Like, it's going to be crazy because I think, and someone will, I'm sure, correct me, but I think it's only happened like one other time in the history of the NBA that the losing team, the MVP was picked from their side. So, thought it was going to be a pretty big deal. And then it just became like a non-issue. He just didn't get picked and they moved on. And it kind of struck a chord with me because I was like, more minutes than anybody, more points than anybody.
Yeah.
That dude put in the work. How could he not get MVP? And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, it's a reflection on hard work only gets you so far. Yeah. So as much as I like to think, I'm the hardest worker in any room and I will work 14, 16 hours to make sure that something gets done and it gets done right. At the end of the day, it's results that speak the highest, right? Or speak the loudest. So I thought about that in my own personal life and I thought, here I am working very, very hard to build a career at Target, which again, love Target, love the company and love what they've done for me. Have all the respect in the world for that company and want to continue growing there. And they've done a lot for me. But at the end of the day, all that hard work that I'm putting in, unless you have great results, on paper, someone who doesn't know you, doesn't know the workload that you're putting in, someone higher up sees it on paper and they're like, oh, this person's, middle management and they're doing fine, and you get passed into another pile. And it's the same thing when like you're applying for jobs and you send out thousands of resumes. And like, if you don't have results on there, you don't have high speaking stuff, you just get put into another pile and it moves on.
Yeah.
Which also kind of reminds me, I always felt weird when I interview for jobs because they always ask me like, what sets me apart? That's like a typical interview question. Like, why should we hire you? What makes you special?
Right.
And besides my incredible hair, which does make me special.
Remember when your hair was remember when your hair was like spiked?
When yes, I actually got my hair cut yesterday, and after I came out of like the shampoo bowl or whatever, it was all crazy like that, and I was like, "Hey Sarah, remember when I used to do my hair like this, like a crazy person,
like a fucking insane, like an evil doctor." You were Dr. Wily for Mega Man. You were like...
Perfect.
Hi.
Perfect.
I'll do a lot of stuff.
I'm going to get all the stuff done for you guys. So, I would always say, like, I'm a hard worker. And I know that sounds cliche. And they would always be like, no, that's great. That's great. And then I imagine that they would crumple up my resume and throw it in the trash. Because, we hear everyone's a hard worker. And while everybody probably says that, it's true for me. I am a hard worker. But again, at the end of the day, results are what speak. And so that made me think for a podcast, we're the bosses of ourselves here, right? And so while this may come to nothing, it might become a company. It might be nothing. We might be coming after Rooster Teeth. Watch your back. it's, we know how much work we're putting in, right? So we can put more value on the fact that we are working hard to make this happen.
Yeah.
As opposed to somebody who sees just you on a blank page or on a page on a piece of paper and says, yeah, but they didn't do this. You know, every view that we get, every tweet that we get, we know we earned. And so, like, it never feels like, oh, well, geez, our clout score says we're only at 20. So, you're not getting the results because we know we're working for it. So, that's something that really struck a chord with me. And it's kind of obscure, but it also made me really want to do something for ourselves that, where you put in the hard work and we can judge our own results and kind of care about our own project as opposed to allowing somebody else to control our destiny.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one.
You don't know anything about basketball? Was that the nail on the head?
Shut the fuck up.
Adam, it's an audio and a video podcast. I can't shut up. It'll be weird. It'll be dead air.
I know, dead air, yeah.
I'll absolutely. Just look like a puppet on...
No, now I've lost what the fuck I was going to say. I'm running out of...
That we put out. One or the other. So it's going to be more entertaining the further we go, one way or the other.
Yeah.
So that's what we're aiming for, you guys. Really, like we said, it's just a passion project for Adam and I to kind of get some of our conversations out there and shared with the people who have always enjoyed us being around and telling stories. And I think that's kind of what you and I are both known for in any given room. You know, it was once said to us that we weren't allowed to leave a party because everything got so quiet and dull. And while we are the two loudest motherfuckers in the room, we are also generally the cleverest motherfuckers in the room. And we just wanted to share this type of stuff with you guys. Super humbled by the response we've already received. Friends and family reaching out and just telling us how excited they are about this. Just blown away, you guys, and I hope you continue to listen and share with your friends, and I hope we deliver on things that you guys expect and are able to make this into something that's worthwhile for everybody. Shout out to Nicholas Killian for our set design. Did a nice job.
Yes.
And shout out to Sarah Carpenter for helping us not only with lighting, but she's doing background photos for us. She'll be doing a photo shoot for us, although she hates the word photo shoot, so don't use that if you talk to her.
Please do not call it a photo shoot.
She's got some weirdness about that.
She's an artist.
Yeah, she's an artist. She's not... she is not... and now she's swearing in the background.
Now she's screaming at us.
Thank you so much to everybody who's helped support us this far, and I hope it continues.
Yeah. Thank you guys very much.
See you guys.